good.
We'll call to order tonight Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals on this Thursday, July 27th, 2023. Each of the cases will be individually read by staff, and then we'll start with staff to introduce ourselves.
Mike Arnold, Planning Zoning Director.
Vicki O'Quinn, Planning Zoning Appeals Member.
Zach Souter, BZA.
Debbie Fisher, BZA.
Steve Owens.
And each case will be read and presented, and we'll ask that the person that is representing the case, if they have any additional information to add, and when we do that, we'll ask that you come to the podium, state your name and your address, and then we'll swear you in. And then after that's finished, we'll open it up to the audience to see if there's anyone who has any questions, concerns about the case. So we'll start with the first case for the evening.
All right. First case tonight is case B-05-23. Randy Ellis at 6245 Studebaker Road, Tipp City, Ohio, 45371. A 1 acre R1 AAA parcel requesting a variance for a 1,728 square foot barn. The allotted amount is 1,400 square feet. Miami County parcel ID A01-080700. Up here we just have the tax map for the first picture. Residential northwest and south, surrounded by agriculture with the residential neighbor. Then up here we just have overview of the location of the new barn. The applicant stated he was going to keep his stuff in the old barn while this is built. Then after this is built, he can move that stuff into the new barn and tear down the old. And then here's just a street view of the property. And that's all I have.
And someone here tonight? Did you want to come? Are you Randy?
Yes.
Okay, did you have anything else to add?
Just real quickly, the correct address is 6275.
Okay, could I swear you in?
Oh, okay.
State your name and your address.
Randy Ellis, 6275.
6275, okay. And you swear to tell the truth?
Okay. Yes.
Any additional information you wanted to present?
No, I just basically want to use, as you see, the campers there. We put into the storage on one side, and the other side being like shops, so I can hold the
Hey, I'm sorry, Randy. Could you come to the microphone so we can record?
Yes, so we can hear it.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, if you just want to push that button on there.
Randy Ellis, 6275 Studebaker Road, Tipp City, Ohio. As I was saying, once camper would be stored on the right side of the building, and the other side would be another garage door where I can pull vehicles in and move on some stuff, my own stuff. Basically, and
the one in the back is the garage that'll go away once you
Take
everything into the other facility.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the camper right there? That white.
Well, the one up by my house is the one I'll put in there. But we gave that other one to the kids so they can have a camper.
How far off the property line is it? Are you on that barn?
That's over 10 foot.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, motorhome's about that wide, isn't it?
It's a fifth wheel.
Oh, okay.
So both of them are fifth wheel campers.
And while he's at the podium, does anybody have any other questions?
I don't have any questions, but as far as removing the other structures, is that something you're going to do shortly after it? Because that's after your new barn's complete.
Yes. Yeah. Once I get the barn complete, then everything in that building will have to be moved over to my new barn. Garage, and I will tear that down. My grandparents built that back in the early 60s when they built the house, so it's had its time.
Yes. When I built it up, it was 64. Those were added to the property.
Yes. That's the only place I could put it, because just left of the new, number 48 there, on the other side of that's my leach field, so.
My next question is, I was going to ask you what the leach field was.
Well, yeah, it's right, basically right over here.
Okay.
It was on my pad. All right, thank you.
Mr. Owen?
Yes.
Mr. Stouter?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Case passes 4-0. I'll get a hold of you tomorrow. I'll get your paperwork.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
You don't have to hang out for the rest if you don't want. I mean, you can. All right. It's fun. All right, ready for number two? All right, second case tonight, case B-06-23, Barrett Nykamp at 2000 Sand Ridge Drive, Moraine, Ohio, 45439, requesting a variance for an accessory structure without a residential structure on the parcel. Located at 7127 State Route 571, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. A 5.94-acre parcel currently zoned A1, Miami County Parcel A01-062210. And up here we just have the tax map here. To the north and half of the west, it's agricultural, residential on the bottom half, and on the east, then agricultural to the south. Over here on the overview map, it kind of shows where it's already begun. There was something, an issue with the county. He was given the green light from the county to begin building. Deep into it, they found out that they needed to come through Bethel zoning first. So he called me, and he does plan on eventually building a house there. But he said it'd be closer to 3 to 5 years before that happens. So right now, they're wanting to just use the barn not for storage, but for family events, family gatherings, stuff like that. And this is just a street view from the road. And that is all I have.
Barrett Nykamp, 7127 State Route 571. I'll just tell you what happened. Last May, I called the township requesting what I need to do to get my permits in and everything. The lady I spoke to said, go to the county for that. I was like, okay. I don't know who it was. Doesn't matter. Went to the county. The only thing they requested was an engineer stamp on my barn, which is a timber frame barn, so I would expect that. I got that, went back, they gave me the green light, I got a permit from the county, and I had no idea that I needed a zoning permit from the township until I went to renew it last month. The lady there was like, hey, where's your zoning permit? And I'm like, what zoning permit? That's when this all came about. So I have a barn now that's almost done, and I'm now trying to get my zoning permit for it. I don't know either, but I have it with me. You can see it if you want to.
I don't know. So it ran out, you had a year to...
Yes. I went to renew it for 6 months, and I learned that this needed to happen. Yeah. It was a woman, I don't know. We're talking over a year ago. And at the time, why would I ever remember that? Because
I... Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I needed a starting point. Mm-hmm. That was my starting point.
I think I can pay for the agriculture.
I have no idea. I don't even know if it was the right number. There's three Bethels. We get called all the time for the other one, so it could have been something like that.
I may have talked to Bethel in Clark County, and it may have been true in Clark County.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know. No idea.
Either way, I should have been flagged at the county.
Oh, for sure.
And I wasn't there.
That guy on 571, he got one, same way.
Building
permit? Yeah, for the garage in the front yard, they ended up getting torn down. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many square foot is your barn?
That's a 40 by 60. Yeah. So, and I'm currently setting everything up to add a house in the future, so I have a septic going in at some point. Pioneer's been out, and they'll be running power from my back pole up to a base of their building. I'm putting a transformer in with a transfer switch, which 320 amp meter base, one goes to the barn, one goes to the future house. So I'm setting this up to add on. My immediate use for my barn is I'm getting married in September, and it's going to be my personal venue for that. So, yeah, I've been really, really busy for the last year.
Is that road right beside that property?
On the right side, it's a lane for the Johnson Farm.
Yeah.
That's my driveway, and that's
Shannon Johnson, right?
Pat does.
Yeah. Shannon lives next door.
Correct. Yep. Yes. Dave lives next door. So.
That's
asphalt millings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want a really cheap driveway,
yeah,
it's $100 a tandem.
Yeah.
And it works.
So if you're using this for an event barn, does this mean you're putting in a well and septic too?
Yeah, well's in.
Okay.
I had a well drilled in September from Rod Jenkins.
Okay,
so.
And the septic? If you're having a wedding venue, sorry, I've been to a few weddings. Gotta go somewhere.
Well, yeah.
Are you so just gonna rent the plastic huts?
Oh no. My woman would never go for that. they make actually air conditioned trailers.
Trailers,
now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
okay.
That is the route.
That's what I was gonna say.
That's what we were getting at. It's not going to be the septic system, the actual bathroom inside the barn.
Right.
No.
Right.
Yeah, it's a mound. The county is requiring a mound system.
Ew.
Yes, I know.
Is it on the east side or on the
Yep, it's on, it takes a, yep, it takes a whole east side, it's like 141 feet or something. Yep, because it's all just pit run, the soil, the substrate is, so it's not suitable for a standard leach field.
So.
You should drive in. Yeah. I'm getting the roof on it now.
So there's the address that's on the application here is a business address.
Yeah, so
My only concern there is business address. We're not going to have a business back there.
No.
It is
that. So, okay, so
no,
my license
is Sandridge Drive in Moraine, and I happen to know that is an industrial area.
That's absolutely correct. That is my address for my business, and when my license renewed, I was renting from a friend's house. I didn't want my mail going to his house. So the one permanent residence or location that I'm at was my business.
Okay.
So that is why, that's my primary address. I live in Centerville.
Okay, like I said, I just saw a business address. I know that area is industrial.
That is absolutely correct.
So you are not living there.
No, I have no no need for my personal property to be a business of any sort. I know a lot of people think that I'm going to have it be a wedding venue. You know, I built this thing by hand. I milled every single beam that's in there. The last thing I want is to have someone carve their name in one of my posts. Because there's no respect.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so.
Well, yeah.
That's not my intent.
Yeah, having been to a few very drunk weddings, I know that questionable things happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you kind of look on the left side there, you see like a little area that's unmowed. It's based the high point of the property, and I like to put a house there. So it's got a natural. No. Yeah, well before the property, the driveway bends
right.
To the right.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Kind of that little nook there. Yep. Correct.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have a leach field. He said he has a mound.
Right. Yes.
So the leaching device, however that works, it's not as big. It's not as big. Or I guess
There's a fair amount of space there. And you got to design the house properly, of course, to fit the space.
Say looks like there's, if it isn't a creek, it's a drainage.
There's a creek that runs diagonally through the property.
Yeah, see the diagonal, yeah.
Yep. And that feeds into Honey Creek. Yeah. Had it for 8 years, and I enjoy every bit of it. Actually, right now, it's just a lot of work, to be honest. But it will be nice.
known timeframe on 3 to 5. Well, I figured she'd have to recover from building a barn in the winter. Anyway.
My soon-to-be wife will want it sooner than that time frame.
There we go.
See, if you think that what property is, and I was playing around it, if you got, I would probably want to go on there soon.
I would love to get out of Centerville. The condo I live in is fine. It's just, you know, it's not for me.
I lived in Centerville for a while. There's just so many people.
Yeah,
yep.
There's a lot of people. Get south, there's people.
It takes forever to get so little distances, you know?
Yep.
A mile takes forever.
Yep.
Then do we, I guess I'll like turn it over to the audience. Do you have any comments or any questions to ask the applicant?
Yes. Dave Fisher, 7025 East State Route 571. I'm right next to Barrett's property. A little history about this property. It sat idle for probably 15 or 20 years that wasn't mowed. Okay. Since Barrett's been there, him and I have discussed things, and he's also started to clean up close to my property line. So what he has done with this property is a benefit to Bethel Township. And what he's going to continue to do to this property is going to be a benefit to Bethel Township and the surrounding neighbors. So he's in constant communication with myself, the neighbor behind me, and I know he talks to Pat Johnson also, or Pat Spence. So I'm in favor of him continuing on with what he's doing with this property. And I think all the other neighbors there will also agree. Okay?
Thank you.
Mr. Stouter?
Yes.
Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Mr. Owens?
Yes.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Case passes 4-0.
I'll be in contact with you tomorrow.
All right, last case is case V-07-23. Dave Fisher at 7025 State Route 571, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, requesting variances for the location of a pool and the use of an auto cover. 3.8 acre R1 AAA parcel, Miami County parcel ID A01062550. Here's just a tax map. To the north, east, and south, it's agriculture, across the street, residential. And here's just an overview and the location request of the pool. And this is just a street view of the property. And that's all I have.
Yes, it is.
It's a barn, and since that house is gone, it technically, yeah, so it makes this now a corner lot, which unfortunately gives him two front yards now, so.
I
Yeah, they said that was basically the only place that they were able to put it. Yes.
Dave Fisher, 7025 East State Route 571. As you can see, the house is, well, of course, the house is no longer there. My wife tried to get a drive-through through there, but that didn't work. But the issue is that pool and the way the septic system is for the new school, or for our schoolhouse property, there was nowhere else to position it unless we were going to take it clear out in the middle of the field, and that wasn't going to work either. So it's behind the garage and, you know, in front of the house, but now we have since added a driveway there and had all that blacktopped in. So it's going to be directly behind the pool, so it's not going to be visible from much from 571 or even 201, because that we're up on top of the hill there. So as you go down 201, you're not even going to see the pool. So, and we're also asking for an auto cover too, just because of the trees and the leaves that we deal with, and I don't want to lose those maples. The pine trees maybe, but not the maples. And the septic system, the way we had to put it in, the leach field is way up front, so we have have the doused septic tank and the doused tank, so we have to actually pump it up to that leach field that's would be to the right, center right of the screen. The neighbors to the north, there's a... Yes. Yeah, from behind the schoolhouse here?
From here, it does slope way back. So as you jump off of this patio that we now have pool there, you hit drops off dramatically because it also follows 201, isn't it?
As it heads north. Dan, there was a lot of things we were trying to do, but because of the way the lay of the land is on that property and bringing everything up to code for that old schoolhouse, there were some things that we had to somewhat change on the fly, unfortunately, you know. To be honest, cost us more money, but okay. Well, you know, this has been something, you know, been wanting to repurpose that old building. So had some things to change, and the septic was one of them that didn't work out as well as we thought it was going to. So again, the pool's pretty much going to be hid behind the barn, and again, we're putting an auto cover on it.
You've been working on this for a long time. Is that
what
that's been?
2 years, actually construction, 2 years and 4 months. When I got this bright idea to do this, I've been working on this actually 5 years to where we're at now. We're close to getting ready to move in. .33 by .56. That was built in '87.
So technically, the pool was supposed to be the house.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
Correct. And I think, you know, my family's been on that corner since the early 50s. I'm third generation that's owned this property. I've been on that corner since the early 70s. I think anybody that's been here long enough knows that I keep my property clean. My OCD kicks in every day, and during this construction, it's been driving me nuts. So we're getting it back to someone kind of normal. But again, you really won't see it from 201, barely see it from 571 heading east, or heading west. You won't probably see it at all heading east unless you decide to turn around and look. So, any questions?
No. The explanation for the, what, to me, because I have
had seen this property, obviously, before the house was gone. So now it explains why the pool position made more sense at one time.
Correct.
Now I get it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's where it's supposed to be. The other house was there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I get it.
Okay. Thank you.
Dave Kramer, Knickerbocker Pools, 1869 Willow Green Drive, Beaver Creek, Ohio. I'm just here, as always, to answer any questions if anyone has questions on the auto covers. So, I know I've been here before. I don't know who I've seen before. An exciting thing to see is this pool picture was taken near Cedarville High School. This is one of our swimming pools.
You guys probably haven't seen this picture.
So that was taken the spring of 2022. Someone was stealing the homeowner's car and decided they were going to try to go out through the backyard towards the high school. That's Cedarville High School in the background. And that car is being held up by the cover, totally over the deep end of the swimming pool. So, I know you guys have passed, obviously, auto covers in lieu of fence, so I don't know if anyone had any questions, but I'm just here, obviously, to support the auto cover portion of this zoning meeting, but if anyone had any specific questions for the auto cover side of it.
The one question, and maybe I should have asked the last apparently, this is just, it is an example of parallel element not being so smart.
And I think I see you guys again next month for Caruso and Meyer.
The only question I would have is a lot of your homeowner's insurance kind of says, because you know how conservative they are about risk. So apparently, insurance companies, homeowner's insurance companies, on board with no fence with an auto cover?
So my insurance company is USAA, and they could care less. There are 19 states now that allow auto covers in lieu of fence. So auto cover safety records, when that cover's on the pool, is 100%. So the safety of an auto cover far exceeds the safety of any fence.
As long as the homeowner remembers to close it when they're done.
True. There's so many reasons why that cover is going to be closed, and I will tell you that I walk into backyards almost every day, and I will tell you that gates are closed and locked probably less than 20% of the time. So your guys' code says, I mean, if it's passed typically in a variance, it requires that if the pool is unattended, that the cover is closed. Correct. That's typically how people are going to write their variances, or how the code is written, is the pool is unattended, that the cover is closed. So you guys still do it as a variance. Obviously, I did one last night in Springfield Township. It was passed as a variance. City of Vandalia, City of Kettering, City of Miamisburg, you know, a lot of places are now passing them. It's in their code, so it's allowed in their code. Clear Creek Township, Wayne Township, Turtle Creek Township, it's all in their code. Xenia Township, it's in their code. So there's a lot of places that are putting now into their code that it's just allowed. And then other places use it on a case-by-case basis, so they can just look at it as case-by-case, which is what you guys do. Final.
It's
just final.
Nope.
Thin enough to roll up on a tube. So it's being held by the holding by the edge. It's rolling up on the tube at the deep end. It's an aluminum bar at the shallow end, and that's basically how it's being held. And what's truly holding that cover is the water underneath. So the water underneath is what's truly supporting that. And the ASTM safety standard that's in the on the code requires that that cover is able to support 485 pounds per square foot. Now, if there's no water underneath that cover, it's not going to support anything. I mean, it's not. I mean, it'd support a human being walking across it. It's not going to support that car. Correct. Correct.
Assuming that the pool is always the intent, I don't see any issue because, you know, this house just got demolished by a semi. Again, not his fault. So, I'm all for it.
Mr. Quinn?
Yes.
Mr. Souter?
Yes.
Mr. Owens?
Yes.
Ms. Fisher?
Yes.
Chair always goes last. All right, passes 4-0. Now get your paperwork. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all. Thank you.
I think so, because I think the same people weren't here last time.
You guys don't have to pay for a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Congrats on the wedding.
Oh, thank you. If you guys ever want to come by, just to see, you're welcome. I'm always there.
When you get in, we will have an open house, too, for everybody to look at.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have three people here from the last meeting minutes.
May
was our last one.
Feels like
6 months ago. See, I thought we had one last month. I'm looking like, yeah, because someone had pulled out or something last month. Yeah. Oh.
Has everybody read the minutes?
I looked at them.
Everybody agree to pass the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Okay. We already have two applications for next month, and there will probably be a third, so.
It's a busy season.
Yeah, it's another auto cover. And then, I'll remember the other two. There's another, there's two more. I'll let you guys know as soon as I get that application and stuff.
Is there any other business you need to discuss?
I don't have anything.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
It looks like it's auto covers, but they're pretty...
Yeah, actually, yeah, when we had our, going over the guidelines, the zoning regulations, I had brought that up, that people wanted to change that now, and,